Those three words, "Can we talk?" can instantly trigger anxiety in even the most seasoned professionals. For many, they signal the beginning of an uncomfortable confrontation rather than a productive dialogue. Yet difficult conversations remain unavoidable in workplaces worldwide, with a staggering 70% of employees actively avoiding them with bosses, colleagues, and direct reports. This avoidance is costly. Each conversation failure costs organizations approximately $7,500 and more than 7 workdays of productivity, leading to declining engagement, eroding trust, and skyrocketing workplace stress. What if these dreaded interactions could become opportunities for growth instead of sources of anxiety? The key lies in mastering 7 core principles: confidence, clarity, compassion, curiosity, compromise, credibility, and courage. Together, they create a framework for transforming difficult conversations into productive exchanges that strengthen relationships rather than damage them. Whether you're delivering tough feedback, negotiating for resources, or addressing conflict, these principles offer a roadmap for conversations that produce results while preserving and often enhancing workplace relationships. Mastering difficult conversations starts with self-confidence, not just message preparation. Many of us drain energy mentally rehearsing conversations, imagining worst-case scenarios, and dwelling in the land of should've, could've, would've, where we replay alternative conversation versions. To build self-trust, start your day with positive affirmations, like, "I can do whatever I set my mind to." Build confidence by tackling easier conversations before difficult ones. Practice decisive decision-making. Identify the decision, list options, weigh pros and cons, choose the best alternative, and proceed without second-guessing. Trust also underpins workplace relationships. Make deposits in your bank of trust before needing withdrawals. Be honest, help proactively, keep promises, support colleagues publicly, and admit mistakes. Clarity about your objective is crucial before any conversation. Without a clear destination, you'll never arrive. Too many workplace discussions leave participants confused. Was that a warning, a suggestion, an observation? Success in challenging conversations is determined before they begin. Decide what you want for the relationship, whether to strengthen it or fulfill formalities before parting ways. Have you ever left a meeting wondering what was actually decided? Consider Ron, who discussed his employees' commitment and presence when the real issue was lack of follow-through affecting the team. When you're clear about the specific behavior change needed, you can address problems directly. Align your approach with your relationship history and the other person's communication style. Timing and location matter. The right message delivered at the wrong time or place loses its effectiveness entirely. Compassion means understanding others' perspectives, even without shared experiences. We often seek compassion when receiving criticism, yet fail to extend it when giving feedback. Conversations without established rapport are significantly less effective. Rapport signals genuine care and creates receptivity to feedback that might otherwise be dismissed. Understanding what drives people helps you tailor conversations effectively, creating emotional connections that ease difficult discussions. Communication includes nonverbal cues that often speak louder than words. When verbal messages don't align with body language, people perceive dishonesty. Your facial expressions must match your spoken message. Inconsistencies are quickly detected. In today's fast-paced environment, slowing down to build relationships actually accelerates problem resolution. Approaching situations with genuine curiosity rather than judgment helps us see things differently and shows others we value their perspective. Children naturally possess this curiosity, a trait adults often lose. Despite warnings that curiosity killed the cat, it's essential for addressing difficult workplace situations. Try finding someone with opposing views and ask open-ended questions to understand their perspective. Many leaders claim to value curiosity but unintentionally stifle it. Rather than criticizing mistakes, ask what went wrong, what was learned, and what they do differently. The difference between curiosity and judgment lies in delivery and tone. Compare, "Why did you do it this way?" asked sharply, versus, "I'm curious about your approach. Can you walk me through your thinking?" Instead of starting difficult conversations with, "Can we talk?" try, "I need your help with something," or "I'm curious about your direction."
True compromise requires mutual respect and willingness to engage in give and take. Without respect, conversations become competitions where winning trumps resolution. For high-stakes conversations like salary negotiations, determine acceptable minimums and maximums beforehand to prevent emotional reactions. Disagreement isn't inherently bad if handled productively. To create progress without damaging relationships, focus on the why behind your meeting. The classic parenting wisdom, "have one child cut the cake and the other choose their piece," applies perfectly to workplace compromise. Both parties must feel fairly treated for relationships to prosper. When facing unreasonable requests, look for workable alternatives rather than outright refusal. Explain your reasoning to show you've given proper consideration, then ask for their input on alternatives. People rarely forget when someone makes a genuine effort to meet them halfway. Credibility is earned daily through consistent actions, not bestowed at birth. True credibility comes from within. When you don't believe in yourself, others won't either. While education and titles provide initial credibility, your consistent behavior, preparation, and willingness to own mistakes establish your reputation. Imposter syndrome undermines credibility because self-doubt becomes visible to others. Inconsistent performance and leaders who don't practice what they preach quickly lose trust. Conversely, properly admitting mistakes increases both credibility and reciprocity. Building credibility with remote employees requires intentional effort, keeping webcams on during meetings, communicating more frequently, adhering strictly to deadlines, choosing appropriate communication channels, and showing appreciation through occasional thoughtful gestures. Courage means moving forward despite fear, a principle of action, not merely a mindset. What requires courage varies by individual. A confident public speaker might fear medical procedures, while a doctor comfortable treating patients might dread presentations. Like taking a night dive for the first time, courage often means plunging ahead before feeling ready. The more you face fears, the easier subsequent challenges become. Avoiding action doesn't prevent discomfort, it typically prolongs it. Many people get stuck overthinking, claiming they need more research when they actually need forward movement. Be selective about which difficult conversations to pursue. Consider silence when you've decided to leave the company, when a situation will resolve itself, when timing is poor, or when dealing with someone resistant to change. Many regret not advocating for themselves in crucial moments. Remember Eileen, who followed her CEO down the hall after he dismissed her promotion request? Her persistence not only secured the promotion, but eventually led to her becoming CEO herself. Simply standing up for yourself can be life-changing. When conversations hit roadblocks, shift from opposition to partnership by repositioning yourself mentally and physically to focus on shared problems. Reframe from convincing to learning by starting with "help me understand" to genuinely explore others' perspectives. As you apply these 7 principles, confidence, clarity, compassion, curiosity, compromise, credibility, and courage, difficult conversations transform from dreaded encounters into growth opportunities. With practice, "Can we talk?" will signal the beginning of productive dialogue that moves both you and your organization forward.